Welcome back to our Shawa Soul. I am Jin.
And this is Jen. Hello.
Yay. Hello. So, we told you the last time that you were with us that we were going to do the 6 songs of the album because we didn't have the actual album yet. Jen's hadn't come yet, that we were going off of either Apple or Spotify at the time. And since it was digital music, it only had the 6, because I guess the 4 songs are special songs.
Yeah, they're covers.
Yeah, they're covers of his, so they're special songs. So you only get them on the album, because
mm-hmm.
they're like little bonuses. So Jen and I are going to watch the lyric videos that people made of these, because I've not heard them yet.
Okay, so first song?
Yeah, what is it?
Let's get it started. So the first song is called Everything.
Everything?
And the lyrics are by Misia, and the music is by Toshiaki Matsumoto. All right, so we're going to watch the lyric video and we'll get back to you.
And we'll come right back. Oh my gosh! Oh no, are you trying to make us cry? Jinky, jinky, jinky! That was a beautiful song.
It was a pretty song. A very long song.
Very long song. Very beautiful. Kind of like almost like a little bit of a Broadway or a musical aspect
to
it.
Yeah, it does sound like a musical.
Like where someone's longing and missing someone and wants them to know that
they're everything.
They're everything to them.
Yeah.
My everything, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just such, and he has such the perfect voice for this, this song, and it fits him so well. And man, to actually be part of the concert and hear him sing this would have been awesome. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think it was really well done. I think it's beautiful. Makes me want to cry. So, I think what we're going to do is post all of the lyric videos in the private group.
Yeah.
For everyone to mm-hmm. at least see, if you haven't seen them yet.
So, what is next?
I don't know. You tell me.
The next song. The next song is Kira Kira.
Kira Kira?
Uh-huh. And Kira, it means Kira. Glittering.
Kira Kira.
That's what it means in Japanese. Glittering.
So somebody actually went cray-cray with the glitter.
I guess so.
This got me a song for Key.
Uh-oh. All right, so let's go listen to it, and then yes. we can talk about it.
Yes! Okay. Yay! Oh, wow.
Alrighty. So this one had electric guitar in it.
Yeah.
And it definitely had a more powerful vocal melody in it.
Yeah. It's... I want to say it was like a 70s to an 80s song. Late 70s, early 80s song. That's what it comes across mm-hmm. to me as. It's the vibe I get from it. The lyrics are quite interesting, almost cosmic to me.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the Kira Kira.
Yeah,
right,
Kira,
which is
glittering, well, twinkling to
twinkling
me.
Twinkling or shining or something like that.
Yeah, so something bad happened, and, tears have fallen. Sorrow, you can save the tears for tomorrow. Just give me a hug today or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like, stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. Life happens. Tomorrow is always another day. Let's be happy today and worry about the sorrow tomorrow. Because we've shed enough tears already.
Mm-hmm.
Type feeling is what I got from what the English lyrics I saw.
Yeah,
what Japanese I did understand. I thought it was really cool. He, like I said, he just has a voice that you can, it's comforting. It's easy listening. He sells a story with his voice when he sings.
It's funny because the song is so, it's really upbeat. I mean, compared to the first song, it's very upbeat. But the lyrics do kind of have this darkness to it.
Right.
I mean, like, the first couple of lines was like, he betrayed this person, right? And it keeps referring to this, like, two of us or two people.
Right.
So it's like, it's referring to two people, and then he's got to be, like, one of the people, I guess, because he's saying that, you know, he's almost like he's sorry that he betrayed this person. Yeah. But at the same time, you can tell that there's still, like, this camaraderie or this love or something that's between them.
And it says in there, I will always love you.
Right.
So, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. Very, very interesting. Oh. What's the next song we're going to do, Jen?
The third song. The third song is... you know what? And I forgot to say who wrote this song.
Okay, who wrote that
song? So the lyrics are by Kazumasa Oda. And they also did the music too. So they did the lyrics and the music.
Okay.
The next song is called Uroko. Which is interesting. And that, basically, an uroko is a scale in Japanese. And it was written by, the lyrics were written by Motohiro Hata, and he also did the music. Well, I shouldn't say he, because I don't know, I'm assuming it's a he, but... Motohiro Hata, so they did the music and the lyrics.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So, we'll be right back. Interesting. It also gives me the same type of vibe as the last song, like the era where it's from, like late 70s. Mm-hmm. It kind of has a John Denver feel to me, like folk song, from like the, you know, the 70s, early 80s type thing to me. Very interesting wordplay. Fish, green eyes. Scales.
We have a she.
Very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of water symbolism.
Yeah.
But again, you know, with me, when I think of water, because of all the tarot and stuff that I read, when I think of water, I think of emotions.
Right.
And right. Feelings.
Feelings, yes.
But it could be referring to anything. It could be even referring to someone's zodiac sign or something.
Right.
But it's definitely a song about separation.
Yes.
So I get the feeling that these people are not together, or they're just, if they're together, they're not physically together or something like that.
Right. And at times when I read the scale part, you know, fish have scales, and in the lyrics, the English part, it does speak of a fish. And fish do have scales, you know, but also... we, as people, as humans, when things bother us, and we're emotional, and we're upset, we tend to feel like the weight of the world is on us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we remove that scale, we release the weight off of us.
Mm-hmm.
So metaphorically speaking, that's how I kind of took it as, is that remove the weight of the world from you, take it off your shoulders, and deal with what you have to deal with and not what everybody else has to deal with. And then, you know, I could tell you how I feel. So that's just how, because sometimes it's hard to deal with someone who is really emotionally upset at a point because they have a hard time being rational, but it made me sad.
Yeah. And some interesting things about the lyrics was it kept bringing up, like, she's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it kept repeating, like, I'm going to go see her or something along those lines. And it kept saying that over and over again. So, like, it kind of made me feel like, this person was, like, going, like, was basically, like, I know we're not together, like, we're separated, but I don't care. I'm just going to go see this person. Like, I don't care what the consequences are.
Right, right.
And then also, like, she's waiting kind of makes me feel like this person's actually waiting for something to happen or for somebody to return or something like that.
Right, right, right. Oh, boy. Yeah, and you know, it does tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said with the last song, Onu has a way of, you know, if you listen to his music with your eyes closed, he's the Van Gogh, to me, of music telling, story-wise, you know. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes, listen to him sing. And just imagine, let the imagery take place, because he will take you on a journey. But, you know, it did make me, this one made me sadder than the last one. Yeah. So.
Which is, again, funny, because it doesn't sound sad.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's kind of got that country, home, take me home. It's definitely a John Denver's type of sound, folk. Folk music type thing, which is okay. You know, I like that kind of music. I like stuff that give you meaning, give you feeling, give you, it draws you to be less narrow-minded and be more vast in your thoughts and
mm-hmm.
You know, opens your mind up and allows you to think outside the box. And so what's this next song?
So this is the last song.
The last song, number four, yep. Is...
Number four is... Yasashii Kisoshite. And it means, give me a gentle kiss.
Ew.
It is by, or the lyrics are by... Miwa Yoshida, and the music is by Masato Nakamura. Alrighty, so this is the last one. We're gonna go take a listen, and then we'll be back.
Yes.
That was a creepy, weird ending to that song.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's like you're going into a nightmare.
It was really nice, you know, musically wise. And it was talking about, what, hugging,
stroking your hair when you're sleeping.
And then all suddenly, it faded out a little bit, and then it changed. It was like an ending bridge or an outro change.
Yeah.
That was very funky. Weird.
Yeah.
It did not match the song. It was... not cosmic, but not...
It was like...
It was like another 70s, early 80s vibe thing type.
Yeah.
But a little different than the other two, but that ending was...
Yeah, the rest of the song was good, though, until the ending.
Yeah.
I mean, what I did like about the song in the beginning, like with the first verse,
mm-hmm.
Was like he would do like a line, maybe two lines, and then there'd be this like piano interlude in between each.
Yeah.
It's like da da da, and then it'd be like do 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 do, and then he would sing again.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it was a very simple song lyrically.
It was kind of short.
Yeah.
I think it was only what two minutes and 30 seconds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the ending really threw me off. I'm looking, is that like a bridge or something? You go, no, it's the end of the song. And I'm going, really?
Yeah, because I looked down and I was like, wait, this song is almost over. So this has to be the ending.
So that's an outro. That's a weird outro. Very weird outro. It was like not funkadelic, but
I don't know
if they use like science with music. They make funky sounds with. That's what it kind of sounds like. It's just weird.
To me, it sounded creepy.
It was very creepy.
So I'm wondering if they did it to make it sound like it was, like
fading into a dream.
Yeah, I guess fading into a dream. But for me, it'd be more like a nightmare. Or either somebody was, like, taking drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a trip or something. Yeah. A psychedelic trip. maybe that's what it was supposed to be. Because, like 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe it was supposed to be psychedelic at the end.
I don't know. It was just weird.
But, yeah, so...
I feel bad because that was the last song.
I know, but it throws you off.
It really, yeah.
It's
really
like does. I had some stuff to say, and it's like I listened to this. Whoa.
Soulmate.
Yeah, it did say soulmate. Yeah. It did say soulmate. So, my one and only soulmate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool.
I mean, it was a nice romantic song.
It was. It really was.
Until someone started taking LSD.
Oh dear God!
Lucy in the sky with all nude. But anyway, that was the album. There was the remaining.
Sorry, we got a Darth Vader in the room.
So
clap on.
We have come to the end of the album.
Yes.
And therefore the podcast episode.
Yeah, for Jinky's album. Yes. So.
And if you have any information on the original songs, because these supposedly were covers.
Yes, I'm going to actually look them up too.
You know, let us know, because I'd be very interested to hear what the originals sound like.
Yeah, Anna. Yes, you. Yeah, you know I'm talking to you. Uh-huh.
And go buy the album.
Yes, please go buy the
album.
Because
if you don't buy the album, you won't get to hear these songs.
No, you gotta buy the album. Have to buy the album. Until next time, please stay safe.
It is also very late for us here.
Yes.
And we are tired.
Yes, we are.
So we will say goodnight.
Good night.
Farewell.
Avida saying goodbye.
And don't take drugs, everyone.
Please don't.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page, and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there, that Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.